Eye on the Arctic, views from the north, I'm Elise Quinn. Now, ask most people what they know about the Arctic, and you'll often hear responses like ice or maybe polar bears. But how much does the global community really understand about Arctic issues and the role they play on the world stage? How can those people best be reached and better informed? Well, a new radio show launched this month is trying to do just that. Dispatch from the Cold Front is a partnership between the UK-based think tank Polar Research and Policy Initiative and CFUR-FM in northern British Columbia, Canada. And the show will feature music from the world's eight circumpolar countries as well as policy news from across the north. Joining us now is Duane Menezes. He's the think tank director, and he joins us on the line today from London, England, to tell us more. Duane Menezes, hello.
Hello, Elise. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I think it's a great time to be talking about this new show. Tell us about Dispatch from the Cold Front. What can people expect to hear when they tune in for the first time?
Well, Dispatch from the Cold Front is a radio show that Polar Research and Policy Initiative, which is a think tank I run, has produced with CFUR-FM, a campus station based in Prince George, British Columbia. The radio show provides, and it's an Arctic music and policy radio show, so it brings to you music from artists across the Arctic, across all to eight states of the Arctic, but also policy updates. The idea behind the show is very much that policy and music don't have to be independent from each other, and that possibly one of the greatest ways of reaching out to people, not just within the Arctic, but beyond it, is by actually bringing about this marriage between sort of the creative industries, including music, and those in the policy front.
And, I mean, that's a very interesting aspect to this new show, is the having the music with the policy. Was that a vision from when you started thinking about this? Or was that something that sort of came along as you were discussing what the best way was to sort of reach a wide audience and inform them about what's going on in the north?
Well, since our inception, and that, just to give you a little bit of background there, Polar Research and Policy Initiative was born after a trip we took to Greenland and after we attended the Arctic Circle Assembly in Reykjavik. And we noticed this great interest outside the Arctic about matters concerning the Arctic. The world was taking notice of what was happening there. And we very much felt we needed to complement what was happening in Reykjavik, in Tromsø, and in other cities by finding a way to get what's happening in the Arctic out to the world. So outreach, global outreach, has been very much a core purpose of who we are as an organization since our inception. And we're happy to use different means to achieve that. We have a website, we have articles we post on a regular basis, we are happy to explore film as a possibility, but most importantly, we decided to look into radio. And so it is our hope that, yes, the radio show brings news and music from the Arctic, not just for other audiences within the Arctic, but yes, also for people based in centres of commerce and culture like London, Washington, New York, Sydney, Melbourne, New Delhi. And that is very much the plan, to take the message from the Arctic and take it out into the wide world.
And sort of beyond this, the interesting format and sort of these different elements that you've included to draw people in, tell us a little bit, for someone that might be listening to this, just, you know, or clicking by it on a website, what would you say in terms of the approach, the kind of issues that will be discussed, the kind of artists that will be chosen to feature on the show, what do you think people will be able to get from Dispatch from the Cold that they can't get from other Arctic news or Arctic websites? What do you think makes it special?
Well, diversity of content has been something we have prioritized. And this would mean bringing in, say, a band like Sigur Rós from Iceland and an Inuit throat singer from the Canadian North, or an artist like Nive Nelson from Greenland, and others, you know, traditional sort of music from Siberia. And it is bringing together this diversity and weaving it with important content about the Arctic, important news updates, whether it is something happening at a university, the announcement of a conference, or a particular statutory government announcement. We combine all of that and then also a little bit of analysis. Occasionally, we shall have an interview featured over the course of the program. So it is very much about bringing together these diverse components to produce a show that is quite comprehensive in its coverage. And then is of equal interest to a listener, say, sitting in Reykjavik or Oslo or here in London. And that is very much the aim.
And why a Canadian partner? With all the choices that you could have had, how did you end up on the city of Prince George in British Columbia, Canada?
Well, again, from its inception, Polar Research and Policy Initiative has focused on the UK, but also the Commonwealth as part of its primary audience. And Canada, of course, is the only Commonwealth member state that actually is also an Arctic state, and a very important Arctic state. And so I did believe that there was a great opportunity here for the UK to collaborate more closely with Canada. Of course, this is not at a governmental level. This is at a people-to-people and organization-to-organization level. But here there was an opportunity for the people of the two countries to come together and produce a radio show that you know, covers issues that matter to a lot of people, both, you know, both in the north and also outside it. Matters like climate change are of great importance and interest to people living here in London. Likewise, matters like those dealing with Indigenous peoples of the Canadian north are areas that are incredibly important to Canadians, but a lot of times those issues don't receive as much coverage here in London or in Brussels as they deserve. So it is very much a hope that a show bridges that gap and you know, finds material that is of interest to communities across the regions we serve.
And so now that we've talked about the show, how do people find it? For people that aren't in Prince George and can't listen to it when it's broadcast on CFUR-FM, where can they find the show and listen to it?
So at the moment, yes, at the moment the show is broadcast mainly at CFUR-FM in the surrounding region of Northern British Columbia. But if you are sitting elsewhere in the world, you can also listen to the show on Mixcloud. It's mixcloud.com/cold_dispatch. The program is called Dispatch from the Cold Front. It is also a hope over the next few months and years to try and broadcast the program from radio stations across the Arctic, as well as cities like London, New York, and Melbourne. What happens in the Arctic has profound consequences for the rest of the world. Likewise, what happens in the rest of the world often has great and profound repercussions in the Arctic. And so it is very important for players in the Arctic and players outside the world to actually come together and engage in dialogue, engage in cooperation, and listen to each other. Because there's an incredible amount we can learn. And through projects like this, we hope to bring about that dialogue and collaboration. And we very much hope this is only the beginning, and that many organizations come forward, write to us, and tell us how best we could serve them in building these bridges and making these connections.
Duane Menezes, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.